Thanks for tuning in to the Cold Chain Council podcast, hosted by Q Products and Services.
So, welcome to episode 2 of our Cold Chain Council podcast. We have a guest today, Rebecca from Q Products and Services. She's our moderator and will be asking questions as we go along and handling any questions that may be coming from our listeners and or maybe emails that have come in through the past. But today's episode is going to discuss sustainable packaging and life sciences and healthcare.
All righty. Let's see if we can stump Pete, Professor Pete. So how does Q Products and Services look at packaging sustainability, and how is it different from years past?
Sure, and that's a good question, and it's a topic that's discussed, and it's been discussed for many, many years now. And first of all, we think of sustainability is the same as the rest of the world, where we care about the environment, we care about the air we breathe, we like to minimize the consumption of goods, and just be generally good students of the world around us. You know, these are basic factors that drive us to incorporate good sustainable practices in the products that we build and how our customers use our products and how we manufacture our products. So as important as all those factors are, we also have the most important factor, and that is cost, and trying to balance the cost and sustainability into our product solutions. But there has been a balance, and in the last few years, we've been able to evolve the process, bring new technology into those materials and those fabrics that are used, and incorporate some a higher level of reusability on a much lighter product, and therefore kind of incorporating more sustainable packaging into some of the more lighter weight products that we manufacture.
So, Pete, why do we even need to rethink packaging in life sciences and healthcare? Why does this matter?
Well, as with everything with the manufacturer, our customers drive us to rethink our solutions if it's to fit a certain application or have some special design characteristics, could be a zipper or a Velcro flap, or if it's just, you know, some performance requirement. Our customers drive us in all those different directions. So just as sustainable packaging, our customers are driving us to have more sustainable solutions. It's just their customers and their customers down the line are very conscientious about that. And so we're always responding to what their needs are, and they are driving us to be more innovative and really kind of develop and force us to bring new technologies into the solutions that we have. So just as that is happening, there's just a continual evolution process, right? And we're continually rethinking, how do we do things better? How do we find materials that may have been used in different industries that now have kind of been able to be brought into the packaging industry? And, you know, balancing, again, the criteria of cost and the criteria of sustainability into the equation. One of the examples I can use that really has supported us in our packaging development effort is a lot of materials that are used in the housing industry. You see house wraps, and they're typically very lightweight and thin, and they have to be because the amount of material used on a house and being able to manipulate that, it requires it to be a lighter weight material. Those materials have to be strong and durable as well. They have to endure some pretty extreme environments. They're used throughout the world and very cold and very hot. As well as that whole industry and construction industry has evolved in utilizing more energy efficient type materials, more reflective materials or in that industry, a breathable material is very useful. So is ours. And many of our packaging that we manufacture is being utilized on the tarmac, for example. And that needs to be a very high energy characteristics, and in fact, it needs to be more reflective and allow as much solar energy to reflect away from the package or the pallet or whatnot. Those materials become an advantage for us to utilize.
Thanks for tuning in to the Cold Chain Council podcast, hosted by Q Products and Services.
So, what motivates you to rethink packaging in your supply chain? Like, what keeps you, you know, thinking about this, designing new things, spending the resources, you know, time, money into continuously improving and optimizing the solutions, you know?
Sure. Yeah, no, I mean, that's a great question. I think if I had to sum it up into a few words, I guess it's the challenge of solving problems, right? And in the supply chain, we're always trying to solve problems for our customers, primarily trying to find alternative solutions to shipping their product. And when we talk about temperature sensitive products, we're talking about things that have been probably historically shipped in a temperature controlled environment, such as a refrigerated trailer, a refrigerated container, or a plane that is temperature controlled. Those are the active systems that are out there. And, our customers are asking us to say, hey, how can I ship it a different way? Can I use some passive protection? Can I use semi-passive? Can I put some gels and things of that nature into the packaging so that I can utilize an alternative mode of shipping? Those are the challenges that we're faced on a daily basis. Our customers want to get those problems solved. So we're trying to find those solutions. Many of them are cost-effective requirements. Some of them are just supply and demand of that mode of transportation. Air freight supply and demand goes up and down throughout the year. And in fact, during these times that we're in today, where we have a pandemic throughout the country, these modes are strained depending on where in the world you are. So we have to try to find some options for those customers. Other things too that are challenging, we're shipping air, manufacturing quilts that are air. And most of all the passive temperature styles of products that are out there, it's all air. And we use that air as an insulator to the product being shipped. So we're always faced with that fact that we're going to be moving air to our customer. One of the greatest examples that we were able to solve in the last year or so is taking that air out of our product when we ship it to our customer. We take the air out, condense it down, and therefore we kind of optimize the shipping of our product to our customers, put more product into a pallet, therefore reducing the number of shipments to them, so that therefore when we talk about sustainability, we bring that into this supply chain. We are now becoming more sustainable because we're using less shipments to get our product to our customer. And therefore, again, putting a positive impact on the environment.
Thanks for tuning in to the Cold Chain Council podcast, hosted by Q Products and Services.